Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah. Welcome back to the new podcast of the week.
Okay, we're back.
Episode 4.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Do your big one.
Do your giant one is crazy. I can't stop saying do your big one. Say it to everyone. Say it to everything. And then you said, are you calling me big? And I said, oh, that can be taken a different way. So I should probably not say that.
Do your giant one is different connotation, though. It's like...
Is it?
You're getting into fairy tale lore. Jack and Beanstalk core.
If someone calls me a giant, I'm feeling big.
Yeah, I guess so. I've never been called that in my life, being 5 foot.
Real.
Never been called giant in my life.
I've been called giant too many times than I'd like to admit. But, yeah, because I'm big backed. I'm big back, big back bitch.
I've been called a fat bitch in my life. Absolutely.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely have.
That, absolutely have.
Not the G word.
Real. Not the G word. It's crazy. So I have a couple things on our lists here for you. And I think that we should really get into the lore of, you know, just what's going on. What goes on? Who knows what goes on? Episode 4. Crazy.
This is like when I freeze up in D&D because I don't know what to do.
That's no me. That's so me. I edit out so much of me just being like,
Anyway, so.
I do that 800 times in the podcast. It's crazy.
In my lifetime, I had to take a public speaking class, and she would do things like blow a whistle or honk a horn when you would say words that were filler words.
No. So
anything like an or
a... Hey, bitch, I'll punch you in the throat.
Yeah. Oh.
Now what?
Now picture me freshman year or whatever year it was. I'm in getting this class. Getting honked at in all seniors. There's all upperclassmen in this class. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared. I'm crying.
Crying, screaming, farting. Is it one of those big classes where it's like it goes really far back? Have you seen those?
A lecture hall.
Oh.
I've only been to small schools, so we did not have, like, a big lecture hall atmosphere. We had very, very small class sizes, which honestly made it worse. We were making eye contact with every single person in the room.
It honestly made it worse.
And then you have to see them in the hallways and in the cafeteria. No. And then they're on all the teams of all of your friends. And then you're like, yeah, I'm the weird one that embarrasses herself in, like, comm 202 or whatever.
I didn't even introduce you at all.
We just anonymous.
Yes, this is the anonymous momager.
Oh, jeez. I'm like Sia.
Guys, welcome Sia. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Busiest day.
I title it A Conversation with Sia.
You spell it just S-E-A. Because that's the last three digits. That's the last three of my name.
Yes.
Sia, get it?
I'm picking up what you are putting down. Oh, it's okay. You can move all of your Flonase tissues. That's not a problem at all. That's not a problem at all. And that's not, hey, no worry about that. Hey, I wouldn't even worry about that at all.
Hey, have I even passes?
Hey, it's okay.
I don't think I have.
No, we're fine. It's fine. Oh, drop my microphone. Again, this is two girls and a couple iPod shuffles in a dream. So respectfully, bear with me. I know I said that the next episode or the one after that was going to be recorded. I lied.
Recorded with what?
like video.
Oh.
And yeah. I said, and no, they're not. Hey, no, they're not.
We're not ready. Set's not ready. Under construction.
It's under construction.
Timelines are delayed. We're pushing on the project managers. Things are not going as swiftly as we wish.
Thank you.
But.
And that's why she's my momager. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. So, I do appreciate your patience. I promise we will record a video one day. One day, someday, maybe. Can I have the lighter show?
Absolutely.
So, I think it's kind of fun to, like, run through the list that I have, like, rather quick and just, like, kind of, like, get your, like,
Hot takes
of Chelsea. So, hot takes on Hannah's wedding.
Love, beautiful.
Beautiful, easy. Beautiful, show-stopping, spectacular.
Spectacular, 10 out of 10. Dress, phenomenal. Makeup, phenomenal.
Beautiful
gown. Phenomenal. Beautiful gown, beautiful music selection. By all parties included, even though you miss Shakira, I know how deeply that cut you.
I did request one single song the whole night, and it was Shakira, and I was outside when it played. So,
and you know that DJ looked for you to make eye contact. He was wanting that moment.
Yeah, and I was gone. I was outside smoking.
You were booked and busy.
I was outside booked and busy with a cigarette.
You said, let me get a cigarette. That was your bit.
That was my bit that night.
You were, let me get a cigarette, girl.
I was, and I blew it in your face, and I'm like, I'm so sorry about that, babe. You need me to move.
And I was like, no.
No, you're fine. Current actively blowing smoke in someone's face. No, you're literally fine.
Absolutely great.
That's totally fine. That's like when my grandma would smoke in the car and crack the window this much.
That's so old.
Oh, girl, pass the cigarette at this point.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw somebody smoking a cigarette in their car?
Oh, my grandma keeps that alive.
Oh, okay. So you're...
My grandma keeps that lore alive.
Okay.
Lovey keeps that shit alive. She keeps that sight alive for many people every day.
I was going to say, people probably comment on it. They're like, damn, when's the last time you saw somebody smoke a cigarette in their car? That's exactly what it they said.
So, Jack Harlow.
Oh.
Wait, one second. I literally have to put on a panty liner. I'll be right back.
I will be right back. Do you remember when I thrifted that Jack Harlow tee?
No. No. So you never told me about this till.
Oh my god, it's hanging on a hanger. I saw it. I said I knew his outline. It was just a purple outline.
I said, that's Jack Harlow. His outline.
And then Diplo's on it. Why?
Diplo?
What?
Did someone make this?
Yeah, and it's like a local college. He must have played a local college.
With Diplo?
Tour with Diplo.
I love Diplo. I have a crush on Diplo.
Okay, so then this shirt is weird. A weird mesh of worlds.
Yeah.
Because it's Jack Harlow and Diplo together, and I thrifted it from the Salvation Army.
Love.
And I saw it, and I said, I'm the only person in a 3-mile radius that's going to want to take this. And that is the closest I will get to getting to take Jack Harlow.
Don't put yourself down because he always posts about you all the time.
I know.
He posts about her all the time, guys.
It's so me coded.
It's weird,
it's
honestly.
It's so weird. It's like we're Jack. In sync. It's crazy. Fine.
Like, she goes to the city and then he's like, oh my god, in the city.
He's like, bae, I'm
hasn't
here.
Been in the city for. Months, I fear, and then the second she's there, oh yeah, just chilling in the city, hasn't posted on Instagram in weeks, and then randomly the one time you're in the city,
I'm
oh yeah,
so
by the
delusional.
Way, I'm in the city. Like, oh my god, just send me your room
I
number.
Heart every single one of his photos, and I will never stop.
I heart every single one of his photos, I will never be stopped.
You'll never be stopped.
No one can stop me.
It's so...
Also, shout out to the rain right now.
She's giving... I don't know.
It's a storm. A storm is a ruin. This weather better clear up.
She what?
For audio listeners.
Real.
She's heavy though.
The next note for you. Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, I'm wearing a Greta Van Fleet t-shirt right now.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize.
Wow. For audio listeners.
She's wearing a Greta Van Fleet shirt right now.
This is the tour that I missed because I accidentally double booked myself with the wedding that I was in.
Right.
That was the worst. Well, I didn't double book myself, obviously. I didn't book both things, but I couldn't go because I realized it was
on the same
weekend, yes. So I was like, oh, no, but get me a t-shirt. So I didn't go to this
one.
Oh,
no, but get me a t-shirt. Yeah.
So I didn't go to this one, but I did see them in Albany when they played. It is hailing.
Oh.
So casual hail.
Casual. Hey, guys. Hey, so. Coming to you live from Channel 6.
Bruce Almighty.
What is that? Is he a weather person?
Girl.
Wait, what is that?
Have you ever seen Bruce Almighty?
No.
It's a Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, I love Jim Carrey.
I can't believe you've never seen Bruce Almighty.
Have you ever heard Grinch by Sukihana?
Where did we go from there? Oh, Grinch. I get it. Okay. That's a crazy step. I have not.
I got you.
I have not heard that.
Song intermission.
Pause. Come in the game, black. Long hair, pretty face with a fat old ass. Make him eat my pussy with no strings attached. Chanel purse, with a purse to match. I like fucking drug dealers that move that crazy. Put his ass in your mouth like a BLT. Got a deep throat, I need a BBC. Go retarded on the dick, I got ADD. Sukiyane, Chokiyane. Good pussy, lot of kids like Beyonce. Might fuck him for a chain, Aliante. Put his head on him, turn him to a Kanye. We got to the line.
I see the
connections. The connections are forming.
It's so good. I love her.
I
love Suki so bad.
I've never heard it.
When she said,
I've never heard it. Sometimes I just
want to grab it and be like, hey, you can say stuff. It's okay.
But the way, the tone is crazy.
I think I do the same thing. Sometimes we ick ourselves out. And to everyone else, it's like, that was totally fine. Yeah. I did not feel
anything. And if we didn't acknowledge it, maybe everyone would move on. Or I
do that a lot. I did this the other day at work.
Or maybe it's just me.
At work. Or maybe it's just me. I wore like low socks and like my pants were a little bit higher. It just looked weird with the shoe that I was wearing. So the second I walked in, oh, these socks look so weird. I had to be the first one to make the joke.
Get
ahead of the joke.
It's a skill, though.
Yeah.
It's a survival skill.
Real. Real. That is true.
Just beating him to the punch.
That's
circling
real.
Circling back to that one time that I was called a fat bitch. It was.
Circling back to that the one time I was called a fat bitch. Yes, you guessed it. Yes. What?
Confession.
Go ahead.
I don't remember the point already. I'm bringing it up.
Why did she say that? Who said that to you?
It was just.
Make up a fake name if you need to.
No, it wasn't a person I knew. It just happened in front of the apartment. I was trying to take a left into my driveway, and her significant other drove around me on the left side to pass me. So a left turn and passing on my left side. That's first of all, you don't do that.
One second plus all, one is two.
I almost like turned right into them, and then they stopped and they started arguing with me, and she called me a fat bitch.
No. In front of your home?
In front of my home.
Was it on the ring?
No, this was pre-ring. This was so long ago. This was literally so long ago. I have lived inside my bubble for so long. I don't even have any like real world confrontations or experiences anymore. This is over.
That's okay. Because sometimes people might say that you might have experienced enough.
I would say I'm done. I'd say I'm tapped out.
Tapped out.
Limit reach. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am going to relax on my sunbed and lay with my cats now. Thank you.
I'm
going to
chill in my beautiful house with my cats now. Thank you.
Don't call it that. That's so nice of you.
Sweetie. No, I love your home.
Thank you.
People have houses, but bitch, this is a home. Mm. You know what I mean?
I love so many of the things that I have in my home, and I have to accredit them to all of my elders and people who came before me, honestly, for curating such lovely pieces sometimes, because
that's so real.
I've kept and tried to hold on to a lot of my family's heirlooms and items that aren't necessarily like heirlooms and items, like, because they're not like valuable, you know, but like they're just like cool pieces, like,
yeah,
wow, it's really cool that you picked up that poster, you know,
and like, you thought it was cool, and now 30 years later I think it's even cooler,
and it's still pretty cool in my house, like, thanks, like, yeah, it's fun.
I just think it's so interesting how like if someone lived here for a year, it would look completely different. If another person lived here for a year, it would look completely different.
It'll look different in a year from here.
The exact house looks so different from a year ago from when you moved in.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
crazy.
The evolution.
The evolution of it.
And it doesn't take time unless you have like...
It takes time and it takes a lot of money and effort.
Time is way more, you know, time... And
hours and hours of curating.
Yeah. Well, and looking at different. I don't have that much time. I wish I had more time to be doing that.
I don't have that much time.
But, wow, it is really stormy.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on right now?
I feel bad for Matt, who is camping or starting his camping. I hope we're just getting.
Shout out, Matt! Woo!
Thank you for helping me build a lovely home.
Thank you for...
Because he puts a lot of hard work into...
Oh, can those cushions get wet out there?
Oh, yeah.
I like them like that.
And even now, they're wet now. What am I going to do now? I just...
What are we going to do now?
I blew my hair out this morning. We're not going outside.
You said, $1,000 couch? Fuck that couch. I blew my hair out. Now what?
Now what?
I'm busy.
The cushions downstairs are away.
Okay.
They're in the deck box.
Real.
Those are the with ones the that spiders. I'm not super sure are weather tolerant as much as these ones. These have like a nice like waterproof like grit to them that are like deck chairs. The other ones are like patio sets. You should
take
them.
Oh my god, I have to show you a picture.
You should take them in.
I have
like that's got like waterproofing on it, like, and it, like it, they are spill-ish proof, but like I don't know, and they're super white. When we ordered them, they did not look that white. Everyone has commented. My mother, it was actually my stepdad who was like white, huh? And I was like. Yeah, no, but
I
really,
love
though,
it.
It's so white. And I was like,
the way that I think white cushions is so kind and
it's,
chic.
She's very...
And then isn't it black hardware? Like, everything else is black?
It's, like, dark, blackish, rattan stuff.
And then the fire is... As
a
dark,
coppery
right?
color, too, yeah.
I just think, it, like, white cushions...
Oh, and that
white
put blue
cushions,
rocks in it, and it looks so
I didn't get to see a blue box yet.
I know, we haven't used it with the blue rocks in it yet, so...
Oh, my God, period.
We have been a little busy, that was...
Well, when I come back from my vacation... Okay, so I have to show you, because I'm going to Oregon. Oregon?
Portland, Oregon, yes. Right.
Oregon or Oregon?
Oof. I bet you if you asked a local, they would advise you on which makes you sound more like a local. Because I bet you there's like a local dialect to it.
Or what if they're like, no, we like to differentiate and we like to know who's the outsiders.
Well, okay. Yeah.
That's my anxiety.
Yes, that that is one possible scenario, I suppose.
Yes, that is one niche possible scenario that you just made up, I guess.
Let someone else ask.
So I went shopping, and they say that it rains there a lot. Which, like, I'm kind of down for. Like, I kind of fuck with the rain.
On the full moon, done. You're going to be living out your Twilight moment?
Yes!
You should get one of those filters that makes everything look like... That's Washington. I don't know. How close are they?
I don't know where on a map...
No, cut this because I don't want to seem that stupid.
No, I don't know where it is on the map. I just... I know when
that's
I get in the
I
plane and the world
going
loads.
To...
This is not fucked up.
I know. That's how I felt. Like, I still don't know if North Carolina or South Carolina. South Carolina. I went on with my friend Bachelor. It was so fun. I loved every minute of it. But,
stop.
Yeah, it was so fun. We went not on a boat and stuff. It was so fun. Anyway.
And a boat and stuff. And the boat went a little fast, I fear, and you were a little scared,
no, that
right?
Was that, well, that
or
was,
also, that a
that was
a
whale, the whale watch. That was crazy. That was at.
You guys were all scared.
We were all like that excited, like funny scared though. Like we were like overwhelmed. You're not sure what to do. You're just like, it's scary, but you're laughing about it. Like,
yeah, everyone's scared, but you're all laughing.
But we're all laughing. Yeah. But this was a different kind of boat. It was a little more leisurely. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, I didn't know where the fuck I was going until I got there. I kept thinking we're mistaking it for North Carolina. But you're in South Carolina.
That's literally me. I know where I am when I see myself on the map. And
okay,
and my location is different.
The cut this was a bit. The other one, though.
No! But so I got this rain jacket because it rains so much
so
there.
So cute, yes.
Let me show you.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. Okay. Okay. With a pant.
No pant.
Well, with a pant, it'll look so much better.
So, no pant.
I love it.
I was thinking just a panty underneath.
Well, you could. I'm not going to stab you.
And it zips from both sides, bitch. You can unzip the bottom if you want it to, like, flow a little bit more.
Does it zip straight down the middle?
Yes.
And
then it ties in the middle.
I that I picked up that's
no.
in my car right now that I couldn't use if I wanted to go outside because why the fuck is
raining.
It in my car because it's already raining. This is the second time I've gotten
done
this. I thrifted it. I didn't thrift it. I got it in the States.
Well, that's, like, the same thing, right?
I guess so. It's a little different. Thrift stores are, like, already curated stuff or donated stuff. Again. I like it.
Mariah hates it.
Do you have boots?
Mariah hates it. I showed up to her house like that, and she goes, what's going on? She goes, what's going on?
Well,
I hate that.
Are you wearing pants?
No.
Fair.
I love it with no pants. Just a thong. A thong and maybe a sports bra underneath.
For audio listeners.
For audio listeners, this is a knee-length rain jacket. I'm 6'6", and I found this in the woman's section. So this would go down to your feet, by the way. And I'm wearing shorts that are so short that you can't see them. So it looks like I'm wearing no pants and just a jacket. I kind of look like a flasher. No.
I wasn't gonna say it. You don't.
No.
You look like a person who's wearing a rain jacket with no pants on.
And you would be correct. That would be correct.
It's funny.
And that is the facts. That is the factoids.
Yeah, all of these things are facts. Don't worry about that.
It's fine. Everything's fine. But so I'm in TJ Maxx and I see this perfume that my friend used to use in high school. And I call Carly, by the way. And I call her.
For audio listeners, hearts.
Hearts. And it was pink. You know the pink sugar perfume?
Yes.
With the swirly bottle? That every bitch would use in, like, fourth
pretty
grade.
Pretty potion. I love a pretty potion.
Yes.
Not me showing you my vinegar and dish soap the other day saying, I have a conspiracy theory on the glitter. I have a second.
Let's hear it. Go ahead.
The pink perfume.
That is where all the glitter goes.
Body shimmer spray.
Body shimmer spray.
But yes, back to the perfume.
But yes. So I FaceTime her. She's at a nice dinner. She answers FaceTime on full blast volume. Screaming, laughing, taking screenshots. And then she goes, I have to go. My friends are going to get mad. She's with a table of people.
You know.
Real?
Real. Gotta answer. Gotta see what's up.
And then she goes, we gotta film a podcast, bae. When do you come back, bae? We gotta film a podcast, bae.
Is that your next ep?
That's my next episode, hopefully. Okay. Or actually, I think I'm gonna film on vacation.
Fair, fair.
So hopefully we'll get an episode or two out of that.
That's cute.
And then I really want to vlog.
That's a fun.
But I vlogged Coachella 2 years ago and, or a year ago. And yeah. That vlog has not seen the day of light.
Post it now.
Post it now?
Why not?
Why not? Got time.
I have so many drafts in my Instagram. I just can't.
Real.
Sometimes I can't.
That is so real. So real.
And exactly one TikTok today told me that Instagram's dead.
No, I think it's vice versa. I'm on Instagram more than TikTok now. And it was never like that. I was never like that. Now I'm an Instagram girly. I fear I am. Like, I be on Reels.
I know. I know.
You be receiving 7 Reels a day. You're like, I know.
At 3 a.m. When my phone's on airplane mode.
Phone's on airplane mode, 18 Reels for you, by the way. And all of them are scary. Yeah.
Airplane mode goes on at like 11:30.
Airplane mode is crazy.
But here's the tea is that you and a couple other people are on a fly list. And because I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi, you could still contact me.
Okay.
Because like I still get the text messages. I made it to the VIP list. Yeah. They're not blocked. They're just silenced.
Period. You're not blocked. You're just silenced.
Yeah. And that's like goes for like when my phone's in just like sleep mode too. Like you and a couple other people can get through.
Okay.
Sleep mode specifically set up.
Enlist them. What? Enlist the people on the list right now. Who made the cut?
Who made the cut? How could I find that again?
I'm just kidding. I won't make you do that.
I have looked it up before because I wanted that. Because I told Matt about it and he was like, you could do that. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did that. You know me, I do one thing on my phone and forget all about it.
And yeah, and you don't know how to do it ever again. And turn it off, by the way. Hey, so I turned this thing on. I don't know how to turn it off. Hands me.
I got my father's skill on that. He could delete a whole operating system off of a computer.
That's crazy.
How do you do that? I don't even know how to do that.
You do that? I don't even know how to do that. I'm good on that.
That's my position in a podcast anyway, is really should be researching things and looking up things as people shout them out, like a Stanley or like a...
Yes.
Like, I think I would enjoy that.
You said, I think I would enjoy being on the sidelines much rather than being on the podcast personally.
So sideline work. So, hey, background actor. I would love, but you know, here's the thing is when I was in school, which was, by the way, a very small school, I did drama club and I was on.
I did drama.
I loved drama club. And I always had a couple of roles because I had
to do, like, film. I was just more like Glee Club. I thought it was going to be like Glee, and it wasn't like Glee.
I was Michael in Mary Poppins.
What's that?
I was Michael Banks in Mary Poppins. I said, you heard right.
You heard that correct.
And then an older person came up to me afterwards, and she said to me, I thought you were a little boy the whole time. She was duped. she was duped.
I thought you were a little boy the whole time.
I was like, okay. How do you respond to that?
How do you respond to that?
I was like, that, you know, at the point I'm like, okay. I just moved on.
Oh, why, yes. Well, yes. What does she say? Because my friend Mariah, like, says something else, and now I think I say that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, no. Sort of, kind of.
Tokyo Tony.
But this is all from me making a card. Oh, and this is from me trying to deter the robins from stealing all of my
What's that?
Stuff on my wreath, because I read online that they don't like shiny stuff. So I had one single piece of this foil origami paper left from when I was a kid.
From when I was a child.
Literally from when I was like a child. I learned how to do origami when I was in second grade. And I've had this paper probably since second grade. And I cut it for audio listeners. I'm a 34-year-old lady. And second grade was quite a long time ago. But my mother hangs on to everything. And so when she gave me back a lot of my stuff, a whole folder of origami paper was stuck in there. Anyway, so I don't, and I'm not going to throw away a good piece of origami paper, but.
I'm not going to throw away anything, actually.
And these are also, but they didn't do as good. I said, oh that's not going to work as nice as this. Imagine this.
You said they didn't do as good.
So then I took a dowel that I had and I glued them around like a little.
Okay, I think I saw that on
you
your
see bucket. Those on the front. That's what that is. It's my Robin deterrent.
Okay.
Some of them have fallen off. There's two left.
Did it work?
Yeah. They stopped picking at the wreath. Yes, they did. They did do that. I also don't know if it corresponded with me taking Moody outside and saying, I got one of these. And taking,
holding your cow outside and being like,
I got one of these guys, get out of here, scram. And I like rubbed him on the wreath.
He said I got his scent on there.
Yeah.
They won't come back.
And I took, and then I brushed my cats too, because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then I took some of that and I did stick it in the wreath. Gross, I know, but I thought the scent would keep it away. So between the origami paper
and your cat hair.
Cut it.
Cut it. Delete that. Immediately. So, anyway. Just picture a wreath covered in origami and cat hair.
It's not covered. Oh, you didn't have noticed. You said, oh, I thought I saw that. You thought, you. How many times have you been to my house since I did that? That was months ago.
That's so fucking funny, dude. I really did not. I saw the one there once, and I was like, weird.
Anyway. Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've said my name.
Cut it.
That's my introduction right there. The weird
one. Hey, guys. 40 minutes in.
40 minutes in.
That's my name.
So, here are my top four favorite songs of the month.
Yes, right.
So, this is Spotify's Feminomenon, Hot to Go, Coffee, and Supercut.
The way you set them so fast, love. So, the first one?
Feminomenon, Chaperon.
Okay, slay.
Second, also Chaperon, Hot to Go.
Hot to Go. I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes.
And then the third is Coffee, which is on the same album, and it is a deep cut, I fear, maybe? I don't know. I love that song. I've been rocking it.
Oh my god, I love that. So rocking just shout it. Rowan.
Three, and then Supercut, Lord.
Supercut by Lord. Hey,
why
girl.
Is that? What's that about?
Hey, girl, what is that about? You played that the other day, and I said, okay, so is so, my iPod from 2016
I don't know
up
why, I
this?
Just, like, heard right it, now? And it kind of, like, re-sparked into my...
Have you gotten into that album at all?
No.
Melodrama?
Nope.
Nope, not just at all. Just Supercut. You need to listen to Melodrama. That is one of
I'll
the
put
best
it on my
albums.
List. For the weekend.
Yes.
While you're gone.
While you're gone, I have no one to talk to.
I have literally no one to talk to because my fiance's also gone.
You said, what am I going to do? You listening to Melodrama on the sunbed by yourself?
Oh, no. Baby. What did I set myself up for? Turn
oh,
it off.
Oh, baby. No, that sounds like a time, honestly.
Okay, good. It's a vibe.
I love Melodrama.
I'm so happy with
one
myself.
Of my favorite albums of all time, not gonna lie.
I love that for you, and I will give it a listen, because you know
really
I love
bad.
A good album. I really
love
do.
It.
I love a good album. And a good album is The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess. It's a great album. The whole thing, front to back, is
front
great.
To back. Back to 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 you.
I love a good album. I love a good album you can listen to from the very no skips, you know?
Yes.
Straight through.
That's how I feel about melodrama, honestly.
Fair.
No skips. No skips. Speaking of Back to Back to Back to Back to Back by Charlie XCX.
I know you're into that right now.
The new Charlie album, Brat, just dropped. So, Charlie, what do you have to say?
So, Charlie, you want to come on the pod?
Yeah. So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Brat, bitch.
I love that.
I listened to it last night with Mariah, and it was pretty good, honestly. I got into it. Yeah. Get into it. Yeah.
I have not listened to it. Again, I will. I'm down to listen. I love to listen to. I'll give anything one good listen.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I really will.
Yes, yes.
Do I round up in the same genre a lot? Sure.
Sure.
But am I also all over the place? Kinda. Not really.
I just, and also, like, Eternal Sunshine just, like, did something to me.
That was such a nice.
We needed that.
It was just such a pleasing.
Good lesson, no skips.
Yeah, it was a pleasing lesson.
Oh, my God. Remember when we went to Sweetener World Tour?
Night one
of Sweetener World Tour. There, live and in stereo.
I would have been so upset if we missed it. I couldn't believe that I waited that long to even put sugar on tickets.
So I was in Boston about to go to another concert. This is good lore. Does the worm on the ground. So, I was in Boston, and I was about to see The Driver Era, which is, if you fucking know who this is, hey, you're wild. It is this guy from Austin and Ally, Ross Lynch, I think his name is, and he has a band called The Driver Era. My friends are like, please come, we're going to Boston, and I just wanted to go for the trip, so I was like, yeah, sure, like, I'll go, but, like, I don't really care about him. And then they bought, we all bought tickets. And So they all bought tickets. And then I was in the Airbnb and you told me that we got tickets to Ariana and I was like, oh, my first concert is not going to be this one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's literally crazy.
I didn't know you were going to make that decision, though.
I said, oh, so I'm not going.
I did not. I had no idea you were going to make that decision. I thought it was a fair and funny decision.
Yeah.
Absolutely support. However,
You said, hey, girl.
That was so funny that you did that. I understood, though. I understood. If I had a chance to pick what my first concert was in that moment, you're obviously going to pick, you know.
Ariana Grande.
My first concert was Hanson. At the Pepsi Arena, where we saw Ariana. Full circle moment.
Full circle moment. What the fuck? That's crazy. Yes. I hate that.
Yeah.
The universe is so weird.
There's really one concert venue in the area, and we do live in the same area, but you know, it is...
I love the universe though, and I love little
synchronicities of that. It doesn't necessarily need it to be, you know what I mean?
How do you feel about Ariana being a cheater?
I think that
hides behind curtain.
Oh, I think that Hollywood is a crazy place, and boundaries are so different, and we can't understand the limits that those weird boundaries get pushed to.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much.
And thank you so much. It's, you know,
and thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I just think
it's real funny how she... Will cheat on someone and then write a song about being cheated on.
I love her. I love art.
Me. I love art.
I love art.
She's such a Cancer. She's so me. Oh, God. That's so me, girl.
You know, I know we don't need to talk about... I know we don't need to talk about Taylor Swift, but it's like... I really don't like that in her new album. I loved all... It's just, you know... No not skips? Saying she's a cheater or she
You're got You're saying
cheater.
No skips?
I'm saying skips.
On her new album?
Yeah. Because it's so long.
It's so long.
It's so long. You got to pick your favorites and just rock with them. Rock really with them. Invest in your time if you're a casual Taylor fan. I'm a casual. Casual fan. And this is new, remember?
Yeah. And we love Taylor Swift. Don't leak our address, by the way.
I'm a newbie. I am new to the fandom for surely. I did a full, you know, I didn't. It's crazy. You're... To walk away and not have be one of those songs be in the top four is just you happen to catch me on a good day that I happen to listen to Midwest Princess a little bit harder this week than Torture Porn's Department. Sure. It would have been completely different if you came to me last week. It would have been, but Daddy, I love so high school. I love listening to these stories. And I think that's around. That's the point. Is I love the stories that they paint. Like these things are not necessarily true. We don't know, but I love them.
But I love them.
They're such good storytellers. And
they are. That's
and
so
that's
true.
That's the point. That's so true. You invest, and you can put your own little, like, oh, that's what memory that such inserts in. And yeah. I love Taylor's ending where it's like the stories are now yours or whatever. You know, it's so poetically, cheesy and just.
But good.
Yeah, and I love cheese. That's when I say cheesy, cheese. I'm not insulting cheesy.
I'm so excited to see her in Wicked.
Oh, I am excited for that. I think she's taken that transatlantic accent crazy hard, and I know it's hard for people to differentiate when they talk one way for a really long time. Yeah. Like, I saw a video of Daniel Radcliffe talking in his American accent backstage in between stuff, but, like, he's about to go on stage. Why would he change out of the accent? Yeah. That must be a lot harder to do. I just stay in the accent, too, you know? Yeah. I mean, as much as I can. So, like... I think that's what a lot of it is for Miranda, but it's crazy that you're talking like in this transatlantic accent.
Oh my god, I need to watch her her video with Jimmy Fallon and see if she did it.
I bet she's out of it a little bit now that filming is, you know what I mean? But when if she was in the thick of it, into the thick of it? That's Into the Woods. That's a different play.
Into the Thick of It is from Into the Woods?
Yeah.
I thought it was what is it called? What is that? That show with, it was like a kid show. Into the thick of it.
Do you have the next?
Oh my God, what is it called?
Once Upon a Time.
Backyardigans. That was my shit.
Oh, maybe I am confusing them. It is, but okay, but listen to this. Listen to what I'm listening to. It's so Backyardigans coded. The original Broadway, Into the Woods.
This is not giving me Backyardigans at all.
Okay, you're right.
You said, but what about this? Broadway. 09.
No, my toxic trait is trying to identify...
what songs are which songs. Yes, the origin story. The origin story. You said, I need to find the sample of the sample of the sample of the sample. I need to find the original four notes that were written by Mozart and show you them. Real. But yeah, no, Backyardigans was my shit.
Oh, fair.
Like... These characters.
Oh, I love this though. Remember when it was viral on TikTok?
Yes.
And then people were remixing it.
Ugh.
Oh. Oh, it's crazy.
Are you kidding me? The leaf hitting him in the face.
That's me. That's me.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's humor.
The way I would giggle at that program.
I had to do a lot of VeggieTales.
I did not. Like VeggieTales. I never watched that.
I just had to do a lot of it.
What's up?
I had to do a lot of it.
I had to do a lot of VeggieTales. Yeah, I had to do a lot of that. Yeah.
They requested that of me, that I do a lot of VeggieTales. Did you watch The Boy Is Mine official music video?
The what?
The Boy Is Mine official
music video. I did not yet, but I saw that she's a black hat, so hey, what's up with that?
T.
Because just last week, Matt
Cast the Musical, you love that.
Oh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Cats Musical. Let's talk about the 1998 version of Cats the Musical. That is the superior musical number of it, in my opinion, and I watch it on YouTube.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were into that.
Oh, I love Cats.
Oh, I love Cats.
I've loved it since I was a little girl.
Oh.
I've seen it 3 times in live on stage.
Don't tell
the Broadway
that.
Version.
Don't tell people that.
I'm telling everybody that. I'm proud. I don't
I'm
care.
A proud Cats
I'm
fan.
I'm a proud Cats fan.
And you loved the movie with Taylor Swift.
I did. I did not love it. I appreciated it because
and James Corden was your favorite in that.
And you know what? It was, you know who really spoke to me?
Who?
It was they did, what's her name, did Old Deuteronomy in it.
Who?
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. This is what I excel at.
That's what I excel at.
I should know it off the top of my head, but
I'm a good Googler.
Judi Dench. Judi Dench was Old Deuteronomy, which I thought was a lovely spin on it, because Old Deuteronomy is usually cast as a male. So that was a fun little take on that role. And this thing that I just ran into on TikTok, the Cats Angelical Ball at playing at like the PAC or the PAC theater. I don't really know how you pronounce that or say that theater's name. It's like a block away from my office.
I don't really know
office.
How to say that at all, actually, but anyway.
But I saw their little ad for it, and I was like, oh, I know where that is. I said, that's right by the office.
Isn't Proctor's closed?
No. No. There used to be a Proctor's Theater that was also open in Troy, if you're thinking about the old marquee down there.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been open in years. But there's Proctor's Theater in Schenectady.
And
that is where everybody is referencing when they say they go to Proctor's. And then there's the Palace Theater in Albany. And there's also productions
is
there.
Is that the Egg?
No, that's another venue.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the MVP Arena, also known as the Pepsi Arena, also known as the Times Union Center,
also known as
all the way back, we used to call it the Knickerbocker. Ooh, now I'm really showing my age.
What is that?
That
is
was what
company?
It was called when I was a first kid. That's what it was like called. And then it got bought. Well, don't quote me on that. That's
don't
what
quote
I
me on that.
Would assume. It's like, you know, when the building was first built, maybe it was called the Knickerbocker Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Pepsi bought the sponsorship, it was the Pepsi Arena.
And then Times Union,
and now it's MVP.
Why can't they name it something fun other than just the name of the company, Arena?
It's better than the cryptocurrency arena.
What do you mean by that?
That the one out in LA now, isn't the Staples Center called the Crypto Arena?
Stop. The Staples Center is not the Staples Center anymore?
Oh, man. Are we also showing our...
our East Coast?
Yeah, no, it's the Crypto.com Arena.
Shut up. It's not that'll forever be in my mind the Staples Center. It's built like a staple.
I don't is it?
Yeah. No, it's not at all. I just say things so
the way it looks like a staple to me though now you
no,
said it.
Right? Look at it twice though.
I got 2 vintage swing line staplers downstairs. Looks
what does
like
that
it.
Mean?
Miss Deeper.
Miss Deeper. What? What?
That's gonna get,
what does that mean?
That's going to go hard with your older audience.
Miss Deeper.
Miss Deeper. Have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
No.
That's another fun.
I have a larger older audience. It was like 35 to like 48, and I was like...
Hey, that's me.
No, it was not just you. It was like 40%.
I'm part of it, though.
But that's crazy, that 40%. Yeah. And a large percent is from Germany. So hey! Shout out, Germany. Love you, babe. Love you. My TikTok goes crazy in Australia.
Really?
Crazy.
That's funny.
Like, more of my followers are from Australia than I think the United States.
I get a lot of content from other countries because I interact with other geos. So I get a lot of, like, I'll get, like, genuine videos that are, like, posted from Sri Lanka with, like, 300 or 400 likes on it or something. Oh, like, my almost God. As if it's, like, they think that I'm They're in like, that area or that. Something. Yeah. And it's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I'm fascinated by, like, taking a look at, like, other, like the geos, location maps yeah. on Snapchat and stuff.
Yes. Oh my God. I've seen that a lot with, like, I love that for concerts, too.
Yeah.
Because then you can just go to the arena and tap it, and then you see everyone's different perspective yeah. of the same concert.
I had one kind from SPAC get quite a number of views.
Period.
That was crazy also, though, because I'm
every
like,
time views, I post on my story, it's like, promote your snap. Yeah. You've gotten over 100 views. Promote your snap. You've gotten over 200 views. Promote your snap.
I think you should get your Snapchat bag.
I think I should too. Snapchat, hey.
I've heard that that's
hey, Snapchat, love you, bae.
I've heard Snapchat is also, like, cringe, but, like, that's where the money is sitting right now.
Yeah, and I know, I've always been cringe for a coin.
And I, you know,
I'm down to trade cringe for coin.
I saw somebody talk about that. It's like,
I've seen
like,
people do
it for
free.
You have to be afraid
free.
To be cringe to do this stuff.
No,
you
real.
Just have to. Because, like,
that's
you're going to
so
cringe
real.
Somebody else out. Who said that?
That's
now, I
so
want to, like,
real.
Credit them because, you
no,
know.
That, like, when you come to peace with, oh, my God, I don't care if everyone hates this, it's so, like.
And I wish I could think of who I heard that advice from very
me
recently.
And my friend were about to do karaoke, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. And I was like, I don't feel that at all because, respectfully, there's 15 people, 20 people, 30 people max
yeah.
here. And I've been seen by
stage.
Millions.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those high views.
Crazy. But it also, like, breaks that barrier. Like, it, like, makes me not nervous. It makes me...
I can't even post and get 33 views without being like...
Ah. Me right now because I'm... No, yeah. Feeling seen is, like, such a thing. And, like, feeling overseen or, like... Under a magnifying glass, it's like...
Ooh. And then, God forbid, one person sends it to somebody. Why?
Oh, no. Because why does it tell me how many people sent it? Because
we have our analytics on.
I know, but I don't need that
We
part.
Don't need our analytics on. We need our analytics off. I do, personally.
Real.
That's crazy of me.
No, that's real.
That's unhinged behavior.
I don't know if you can turn them off.
Now. Oh, probably not. Oh, I'm locked in. I think I have to lock
down. Oh, I'm locked in.
I have to lock down the whole account. I think I'm done.
I had fun.
I had fun. Social media, goodbye. My swan song.
My swan song by Lana Del Rey.
Video game.
Yeah.
Different song, but you know.
But yeah, same Lauren Delagay. Happy Pride, by the way.
Happy Pride.
Hi, gay.
Hey.
For the audio listeners. We are no longer waving back and forth. We are gripping our hands like we're little babies grabbing for a binky.
Yes.
Hi. You have to hear the fingers slap.
And I did see that on TikTok, but I instantly thought of you. I said,
I've been doing
that
for years.
You are, that is so you coded. I was so into that.
I do that all the time. When I see someone, I am waving, but I am just opening and closing my hand. Hi.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so excited to get my nails done tonight.
That is excited.
Shout out at Nails by
Do you have inspo?
So, do you know the aura, like, vibe of mm-hmm. nails? Mm-hmm. Where it's, like,
the magnet?
Huh?
Do they use a magnet?
Nar.
Nar. Gotcha.
It's... gotcha. I do that all the time to my friends. Like, they'll say something, and I'll be, no! Just like that. Just because I like the dead air, I think it's funny. I think it's funny to scare people. I get a kick out of it.
I also have a little hee hee ha moment to scare. I'm a little, I like a little scare.
I like a little scare.
A little scare. One time I scared my stepfather. I was accident. It wasn't.
I used to scare my grandma a lot.
See. But this was a good stare. I stood behind the fridge door when it was open, and then when he closed it, I was still standing there. I didn't even say anything. I was just standing there, and I got into trouble. Not trouble.
I got in trouble.
But, like, he was like, it was a good scare.
I got in trouble. It's so funny. My grandma used to come home from work, and she would come through the downstairs, and I would hide in the pantry room with all the lights turned off, wait for her to walk by, and then come up behind her.
Terrifying. Yeah. Monster from the stairs?
Yeah.
Monster from the stairs is insane.
And I was, like, seven, like, this is gonna eat.
On stairs? Yeah, she's gonna eat all right.
Yeah, I would scare the fuck out of that lady, but I thought I was keeping her young.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet. I'm sure she would disagree. I'm sure she would say the opposite.
Absolute opposite.
I'm sure she would tell me right now, I would look 40 if it weren't for you.
Oh,
but
fair.
That's fine. Oh, you got a new glove.
Oh, so yeah, they just brought up a brand new one.
They just brought up a brand new one.
That's how that worked. And I said to the guy, I said, oh, it's different. He said, yeah, it is.
That's it. The way you were saying, runs out of the room. The way you were saying, oh, it's different, because you were like, I don't know if I like that, it's different. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. You said,
oh. I'll go break.
When it comes to a bit, we gonna have it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we're at an hour and 4 minutes, respectfully.
No.
We have yappered for an hour
yappered
and 4 minutes.
Yappered is crazy.
Now, after she tells me how much she wants cut out, we probably will have about that 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We are gonna wrap that up. Wrap it up.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
That's crazy.
I fear if you did not tell me to do this, I wouldn't do this. So, slay.
Me?
Yeah.
Slay.
I feel like you're a big influence in my social media.
I slay. No, you have a lot. I like that you have a passion for it. And that you enjoy it.
I like that I am crazy and you're like, you slay, girl. You go, girl. You slay, girl. You slay, girl. But then I get too crazy and you wind me back. And that's what I need the most.
Fair.
As a bitch to reel me back.
A good tether.
Sometimes she puts on the momager pantsuit and says, hey, you can't actually post this with Dua Lipa saying that she listened to your podcast, by the way. You can't say that.
Not with that much gusto, anyway.
And I said, you actually might be right. I probably can't say that.
That's so funny.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Sorry it's not recorded, but get over it. Literally enjoy what I'm doing for you and say thank you and rate me 5 stars on everything. Bye.
I loved that outro. I knew it was going somewhere. So shut up.